Anyway, do you have any sound from that? We'll get to it in the next hour, sound from the O.J. case. But it is a parallel. We are divided to some extent as a nation racially. I wish it weren't so, but proof keeps rearing its ugly racial head. We'll come back with hour number two right here on Papa Joe Talk.
The Papa Joe Chevalier Show.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, top of the hour.
For those top of the hour to you,
live. Top of the hour. For those three of you who are listening live, Three listening live, 50 downloading the podcast. It was a really depressing week this week. You were amazingly pissed. I mean...
Were?
are. I said you are amazingly pissed. All right. Hey, let me get your mic on, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Wow. The, you know, I want to always say that we're the greatest internet radio show ever,
but we're not.
Dude, you don't even know.
You don't even know.
You don't even know. Okay, so last week.
Just drop the music bed. Just fucking drop it.
All right, the music's off.
Here's the fucking deal. All right, last week we asked four relatively difficult questions that could have been answered quite easily by Googling. Yes, Google, the same tool that you go to look up your fucking ex-wife, your fucking girlfriend from high school that you wish you
I thought that was married. MySpace.
You, wherever it is you use, whatever it is, where you go to look for all your fucking kiddie porn, okay?
Yes.
You fucking could have gone there. You could have answered four simple questions, sent in an email, the same...
Okay, well, basically, here's
so pretty
what
pretty much you didn't give away the shirt.
Pretty much, we did not give away exactly. We
do you know how many entries we got for the shirt?
A one of a kind Stan Lee autographed T-shirt. There's no bullshit. This is not a joke.
Do you know how many thousands of dollars this thing is worth? I mean, seriously,
I could throw this shit up on eBay and have a budget for the show tomorrow. I am not against that at this point.
Well, judging how much we get paid, you have a budget for
I will. You know what?
Do you have a budget for the next 10 years?
I would. You know, help throw it up on eBay, use the money, and split it amongst the three of us.
Hey,
and there you go. Because.
Buy me a new white woman.
You know, buy you your iPhone, buy you shoe polish.
White woman.
White woman and a chicken wing.
White woman and a chicken wing.
White woman and a chicken wing. Sounds good to me, boy.
And I'd buy myself some anti-guilt, I guess. I don't know. Non-Catholic guilt pills.
You could buy yourself some money on Warcraft and shit.
No, I could have bought some Warcraft gold.
I could have bought a small Korean boy, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Could have bought himself a goat so he felt at home.
You know, I am so ashamed.
Wow,
to do
this
show at this moment.
Nobody
I am,
got the shirt. Wow.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, you're pissed. I'm used to this kind of low level of interaction.
Saturday. How many entries do we have? And you said
one.
And I said, fuck, dude.
Saturday,
that
the day after the show.
We're walking through the fucking grocery store, okay? Fucking looking. We're going to have dinner over. Was it my place that we had dinner that night or something?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so we're fucking. Oh, that's right, because where I taught you how to cook a steak. So we're walking around the grocery store, and I'm saying to Mark, if we don't get some people listening, why the fuck are we even doing this anymore?
Here's the problem.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know why you're doing this. I'm doing this as just my outlet to do something. Otherwise, I would be completely and utterly and totally a shut-in in my own home.
You can't beat that point of view.
You know, this is my Friday night.
This is your escape.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And I mean, shake a hand like a normal man. Jesus Christ, give me that femme shake. The whole thing is, this is my escape. This is my night out with the guys. This is my doing something interesting. So for you, this is probably different. You're looking for fame and glory and riches, and you are looking for white women.
We've had some very good shows.
Well,
too.
We've had great shows, but the one thing that we are always lacking, and I won't knock our shows. We do some really tight shows, and then we have some major clusterfuck shows. But the one thing that we're constantly missing is our audience interaction. Yes. I know our audience is out there. I mean, I see these podcast downloads, and these aren't flukes. You know, these aren't flukes. As a matter of fact, we just picked up a new syndicate this week. Right now, we're live over, kind of going to screw this up, I know. But we're now live. I want to say it's Nomad Radio, handwritten, as you can tell. I'm so prepared today.
Skinny as fuck.
Thank you.
Just to totally interrupt. Tell the acoustical difference.
Yeah, the acoustical difference in this room is amazing.
I've been checking out your pecs for a while. Okay, go on.
So anyhow,
it's all the meat beating he's been doing lately.
So basically what we have, what really bugs me is I know every, you know, and you're not a lot. I know you're not a lot. And, you know, we call ourselves the greatest internet radio show. And hey, maybe we're not. I mean, we got to be honest here, but we've booked and yeah, maybe we're resting on our laurels a bit, but Murphy has booked fabulous guests.
Fabulous.
No, wonderful guests. Charles Band, Grant Imahara. Fuck, you booked Stan Lee. And we're not getting that feedback that I think we need, that appreciation that I think we...
Look, nice about it. We're not getting our cock stroked.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, okay, first off, Do you think we are advertising enough? Because I don't think we advertise at all.
Well, that's my problem.
Well, let me look at the advertising budget. How much do we have in the
budget?
Hold on.
Let's put that Stan Lee shirt up and buy get ourselves
look here. Let me look in the advertising budget.
I got
budget.
That number. Do you got that number, too?
Yeah. This is the advertising budget.
There's
See, that's
a moth
my wallet.
Flying out of
There's
your
a
wallet.
Moth in there, okay?
Hey, ask it a question. I'm only giving the answer.
No, you're right. Dude. We don't have money to advertise because we're a little show. And you know what?
Very little show.
We could have sold out. And we could have had fucking any number of advertisers. We've had guys throughout the years wanting to advertise on our show. And you know what? We have not done that because we don't want to fucking compromise.
Yeah, and the people we do have advertising up on spankwagon.net, they're not really advertising. It's
no,
things that we believe in, like U-Mail.
U-Mail.
And of course,
the Bettys.
And my banners are all banners that are based upon needs and things that people should support. Download Firefox and shit like that. Yeah. No, actually, you're right. We're not getting our cock stroked enough, and we need a change. I mean, we have so many ways to entertain, and tonight's going to be kind of a different show. We didn't know if you were going to show or not, so I apologize.
I tried calling you, and of course, your voicemail box is full.
You didn't fucking call me.
Oh shit. Yeah,
maybe
see?
You did
hey,
call me.
Douchebag, you know what the best part about my phone is? Let's see. My call list. James L. Light, whatever, how you pronounce your last name. 6:16 p.m.,
Wait,
motherfucker.
Your name, last name is Lipton?
Light. There you go, dude. 6:16 p.m.
All right, so, all right, at 6:16, no call. The whole point, though, is we're going to go over the one individual.
6:15, motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus. The one individual.
Even your phone's on PPT.
Black people's time.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Oh.
The one individual who did answer the questions, and we'll go over his responses. Today I said that
Tech
we were
going to. Tech
Pepsi? No. Today,
Tech Pepsi don't call anymore.
How bad is it when we can't even get the homo who's in love with the fucking farm boy to call?
That's pretty bad when we can't get
that. That is really bad, actually.
God damn it.
I'm sorry I caught you off Tech Pepsi.
Diggs isn't even listening today.
You know, Juke may be listening. Here's the fact is we have one person who entered the contest. I said that we were going to open up the phone lines. I don't even believe people are going to call in.
So how was your wife doing?
Seriously. You know what, dude? I couldn't even get the brown guy to enter, okay? And he's a huge comic book nerd.
He didn't even
take the time.
No one took the time. No
fucking
one.
Tybo wouldn't even fucking do it.
I don't even
dude.
Know why they wouldn't. I can't even explain it. Here's the thing.
I'm outrageous to give it to Tybo, to tell you the truth.
Well, I guess, you know, I'm like I said, it's going on eBay if no one buys it. I'm done. We got our interview. I got to have, you know, my experience with Stanley that'll last with me forever until I get senile and forget about it.
I remember
that guy. What was his name? Lee.
Jack Kirby. Wait a minute.
Oh. Yeah, if I'm talking to Jack Kirby. Our toll-free number, and we'll open up the lines right now to Spankwagon. It's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. I can't even say the numbers because no one seems to know the numbers anymore because you obviously don't have working phones. I have a rotary phone, and I know I can call into the studio when I need
Vert,
to.
With the busted six doesn't
with the
even
busted
call us
six
anymore.
Doesn't even call anymore. You know, and I'll take blame for a lot of that because
no,
I have a dick
no,
on the phone.
No, dude, no. It's not that, all right? I've been saying it since I started this show. Our listeners are a bunch of Pop-Tart-eating, basement-dwelling Britney Spears wannabe fans, okay? Mm,
that's
the problem with our fans. And it's always the worst.
Don't cry, dude.
I'm going to
make
him cry. It's always the worst during the summer because no one wants to sit at home and fucking
listen to this
live on a Friday
night.
But
that's the thing. We understand that. That's why when podcasting finally kind of got introduced, if you will, the first thing I did, I went to Jimmy, you need this. He was already on the bandwagon with it before I even came to him. And, you know, a lot of us out there went, hey, this is great. Yeah, no one wants to sit in front of their computer unless, of course, you're chomping Pop-Tarts down in your basement. But there's the podcast. And actually, another thing that I need to start doing a lot more, when we do our resets, I need to mention radio@spankwagon.net. Because only people that mail me on that is my syndicates. Excuse me, let me rephrase this. This is my another problem. Our syndicates, you know? And it's great, by the way, Nomad Radio. And I don't know where he's located out of. I got to find that out. Anyhow, so right now, I'm opening the phone lines, 1-866-LVROCKS. As a matter of fact,
MICKEYFUCKU.
Nice. I think the last person to call was you from the toilet there, Decaf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn.
Or Jimmy Diggs.
Jimmy Diggs. Well, we love Jimmy, but, you know.
I fucking love him.
And you know what? He was eligible for the contest.
I know. And he didn't even enter.
And he still didn't enter. All right. So tonight we still have the shirt. We'll go over here in a little while the contest. We want to hear from our listeners. We need to have more interaction.
God damn it, come stroke my cock.
Exactly. If you don't want to call in, hey, you know what? That's fine. Email us, radio@spankwagon.net. You can't get simpler. Matter of fact, all this week, every single day, twice a day, I tested the mail that was set up specifically for the contest, and it worked. So
I'm going to go piss. That's. I'm not even going to.
You're not. You don't even care.
That was awesome. Did you hear that?
No.
That was my. Maybe it was just my. Wow. I'm going to go take a whiz.
Okay.
And in that time, maybe someone will
no
call.
No one's going to call.
I know they're not going to call. You know
so
why?
So you can read War and Peace on the toilet. You know, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Yes.
So last week, what happened? Nothing.
Well, actually, last week was a pretty good week. We started the contest to give away the Stanley autographed T-shirt. Basically, we asked four questions of moderate to somewhat difficult nature. We only had one person answer. One person out of 54 downloaded podcasts and about 10 or 15 actual confirmed live listeners. Of course, syndicates are invisible to me, so I don't know how many are listening through syndicates. The whole thing is, though, with that one, I said it last week. I'll say it now. You call in. We'll try to figure out something. That was a quick piss. What was that? Just a... You know, gallstone you had to pass or a...
No, just had to take a quick piss.
Okay. So, hope you flushed and washed your hands. Oh, wait, you don't wash your hands after you leave the pisser.
Yeah, because I don't piss all over them.
You'd be surprised. You do a lot of things drunk you don't realize. So, we'd love to hear from you. By the way, we had 300 calls.
Oh, wow.
No. 1-866-LV-ROCKS is our phone number. You can give us a call live here in the studio. If you're listening...
Shit, we had 300 calls?
Yeah. If you're listening... Making them. If you're listening... If you're listening to us on the podcast, of course, you can always get a hold of us. Send us an email, radio@spankwagon.net. We'd love to hear from you.
Or you could, you know, be our friend on MySpace.
But we have 215 friends, and actually, for the most part, at least the ones I know I approve are people I either know have listened to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they?
You know what's really cool, too, is we're supposed to. You know what? If the show continues past tonight, we'll see. But we're supposed to have Felony Melanie from The Objects here in studio.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she's great. She's hot. She won't squirt for us.
No, but that's okay.
But she's still hot.
Will we get her band in here, too?
I think we're going to get her, maybe one of the guys from the band. I honestly would love to have.
That'd be awesome to have The Objects in here.
If we can have her without anyone to protect her and, you know, she can wind up in the trunk of my car, that'd be even better.
That'd be even better. Although something tells me though she could kick your ass.
I don't know. Yeah.
She has big boobs.
No, he can't. He's
got great boobs.
He's invincible now with that big ass afro. So
dude,
hell yeah, dude.
The Jufro?
I'm growing the Jufro out. You like that? I'm using this stuff to make it a little more curly, so it's not as like kinky and wavy. So now I'm getting the real curve fro going. I'm getting the Jufro.
Jufro.
It's great. So I'm leaving in like 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah, you know what?
No, why? What? Okay,
I
look,
started.
Are you
this,
staying?
Yeah, I'm staying.
Okay. I started this show as stunt boy, and if tonight's my last night, then I'm going out that way. I'm gonna go and get tattooed live. I'll call it.
Oh, so finally, we're doing one.
Yeah, I'll do one. I'm gonna go over to Voodoo Tattoo, and I'm gonna get my my shit tattooed tonight.
What are you getting? You know?
Yeah. Well, it's Friday the 13th, and generally Friday the 13th shows are my shows, and that's how fucking pissed off I am, as I didn't even plan a Friday the 13th show.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, dude. That,
see, and I have stuff here, but I was expecting you to really grab most of it.
No, it's Friday the 13th. Usually those are the shows that I run, and I didn't even want to do that. But the guys over at Voodoo Tattoo, and they're on, I want to say, Flamingo and Arville here in Vegas. They're running a Friday the 13th special. So I'm going to go over there, and we're going to videotape it. And I'm going to get a little tattoo. I'm going to get a 13 tattooed probably on the back of my neck, a little bit below the collar line. Maybe.
So
right
you can look professional when you wear a tie?
Well, I don't really give a shit about that. I may get it on the back of my calf. I may get it on the back. I don't know. We'll see when I get down there.
On your forehead?
No, probably not. I may even get it on my wrist, which I think would be really cool.
Somewhat painful.
Yeah, and?
No, I mean, just saying.
It's all about pain, dude.
I know.
And you're going to find that out tomorrow.
Yes, actually, I am. And, you know, it's funny. You had to actually apologize because you wanted to make sure you weren't trying to trump me on this one. But tomorrow I'm actually going in at about 12, between 12 and 12:30 to get my first tattoo ever done. Didn't want to make it a radio stunt, but I'm actually going to get it done and on my chest.
Damn.
So yeah, that's my big. I'm excited.
This dude's gonna get in houses and buying TVs and losing weight, getting all sexy and tattoos and shit. The fuck you doing?
I'm trying to find myself. That's it.
Hit that 30 mark. Huh?
I hit that 30 mark and I realized that, you know what? I was happier when I was younger. I need to refine that part of myself. Maybe kind of go back down that road. Of course, you know, there's a lot of hell in my life around that time, but sometimes hell can be fun.
Yes.
Just want to let everyone know, Voodoo Tattoo is at 4265 Arville Street, and it is just off of...
just off Flamingo.
I do believe it's just off Flamingo. Actually, it's right by the Palms.
Isn't that right by the Loose Caboose where we all hung out that one night?
I do believe it is.
Okay.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shot like the most magnificent round of darts I've ever seen.
I
don't play darts. And I was like, shoop, shoop, shoop. Oh, look at that. 3 triple 20s. Damn. We're all like, he did it 3 times in a row now.
Yeah, please.
It was insane. Yeah,
you know what it is?
I played a shitload of darts.
It's a black man taking over another sport.
He borrowed my darts. They weren't loaded. Shit. Yeah, all right, well, maybe they were. So here's what we got going on then. You're leaving. You know what?
I'm
going
to leave at 7:30.
Okay, well, you're going to be leaving in about 10 minutes. Now, here's the thing. We have to talk about this because this does affect internet radio. We finally have the reprieve. The assholes at the CRB, or the Copyright Royalty Board, and assholes at Sound Exchange, in other words, the pickpocketers, have told Congress they are not going to start charging on the 15th.
Which is Sunday.
Sunday. They're not going
to... Pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
I have to do that every time.
That's a great one.
Yeah, they're not going to start charging, which is awesome. They stood up before Congress and said, we will not charge these people. Now, did you realize that the minimum fees were $6,000?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's per station or per show.
I don't know either. I think that's more of a... Yeah, I think that's per network or per station, but that's ridiculous.
Oh, sweet. So Jimmy's doesn't have to come up with $6,000 anymore. No, how awesome is that?
That's great. Yeah. Casey, host any of our syndicates, Flash, and... Well, no, actually, Flash is in London. He doesn't have to worry about anything. And I think a couple of them, like WebMix is in... or WebHits is in Canada.
So they're going to be able to play music.
Oh! Music. We can play music
We can tonight. Play music tonight. And you know, I've been holding off because Juke asked me to, and then I find out that I just haven't been reading the forums close enough in KC Network because I could have been playing them for a while now. So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to do a lot more music tonight. We're going to kind of get back into the groove with the tunes, which means that we can start doing Darker Perspective again.
Do we have that one by Tom Jones, "Fuck You and You're Not Listening to My Station and Stroking My Cock"?
No, I think I have something else though. If you really want Tom Jones,
no, I want Prison Sex. I think if we're
Prison Bitch,
Prison Bitch.
I have to go. Yeah, I'll bring it for you next week. You will have Prison Bitch next week
if there is a next week.
There will be. I will be here, regardless of where you be. So you could be my listener. Honestly,
here's the deal. We need to reevaluate if we're going to do this anymore.
Okay,
we were going to give one of these idiots a fucking t-shirt worth literally thousands of dollars.
I would say it's more priceless. I couldn't put a price on it myself.
You could put it on eBay and get a couple grand for it.
Okay.
We were just going to give it away. Do you realize how shocked the people that know me were that I wasn't keeping it for myself?
Same here.
We were going to give it to one of you idiots.
We still want to.
Now, we're changing it. We're going to give this to the person who gives us a fucking reason to stay on the air.
So we need someone to call, basically.
Someone to call. Someone to email. Someone to say something. Fucking, I don't care. So make a YouTube. If you're listening to this on the podcast, make a YouTube video.
Send it to us.
Do something. Give us a fucking reason to stay on the air.
All right. So basically what you're asking, I mean, and this is no bullshit. You're telling them, send anything. Okay. There's no contest
here. There's
no
contest.
Anymore.
Give us a reason to stay on the air.
Send us a picture
of Spankwagon Radio across your tits.
Which
make
is great.
A YouTube video of why you love Spankwagon Radio and why we should stay on the air. Fucking call us. Do something. Smoke signals. For fuck's sake, people. Let us know you're out there.
I got to sing to them.
Give us a reason to stay. It will stay right up.
Can we get a call
air.
For him to go? No, I'm just kidding.
No, man. I just... Look. It's no secret that I'm a little bit of an attention whore.
A little bit.
A tad bit.
Fuck you, bitches. Give me a fucking reason to do this, people.
I think this verse. I think he's not asking us.
No.
He knows that we're gonna. He knows that I'm one way or another. I'm gonna do something. He knows.
It's gonna be 3 hours of techno it's every Wednesday night.
You know, it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be back to what it used to. It's gonna be back to that. You're right. I mean, it is, and I don't want it to be because I love having you guys in the studio. I love doing Spankwagon Radio the way we're doing it now. You know, and here's the best part. I'm being a dickhead here. Papa Joe Chevalier, the guy who is in the studio here before us, he has internet and soon back on regular terrestrial radio. Yeah, that's why we have all this fucking acoustic foam. Which, by the way, doesn't the studio sound so much better?
It does.
You know, the reason we have all this here is because this guy is coming to our studio and doing the show.
Huge.
Hold on. Monster huge. Vegas Radio has eaten him up twice. Damn. Twice now. Okay, and that's his terrestrial radio. Here's the best thing. Is he's trying to do a pop culture show. Pop culture, sports, news, entertainment. We're there.
Well, we don't do as much sports as I would like.
Yeah, and you know, maybe we need to start really thinking about that because there's got to be something out there. You know, and I'll tell you, I was sitting in the green room writing things like ways I could improve myself on this show. Because maybe it's me.
No, dude, you know what it is? It's me. It's got to be me.
But why do you say that? We've been like this even before you showed up.
Because I'm a self-depreciating asshole.
You know what?
That's
it can't be you because remember when we did the live show and it turned into the Murphy Show? That was fucking great. People loved that.
You know what? Hold on a sec.
I think it's because of me because I come to the show on don't bring no guests on an offer shit. I'm like late every time I come here.
But here's the thing. You're talent. That's all you are. We don't expect much. Yeah. As I pat your back, please don't kill me, black man. No, I mean, you're filling in our minority quotient. Did I do that again? Maybe that...
that was August. I should be doing something else by now.
Really. You know what? Maybe that co-host... That co-host 4000 is right. I'm kidding. You know what? And actually, someone actually wanted to put co-host 4000, give them their own show.
Did they really?
Yeah. I was amazed. So here's the thing. What we're going to do tonight is we're going to play music because we can actually play legitimate music again. Real, honest to God music.
Well, you're not talking about this.
No,
shit.
I'm not talking about my ten.
About like...
No, it's not a ballpark.
What was that shit? Remember that one CD that you brought in?
You know what?
The homemade shit?
I know is I was scrounging for all kinds of shit that was unlicensed so we could play it legally. But what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to our first break. Murphy's going to be taking off here in a little bit, so Murphy won't be back with us tonight. He's going to be going and getting his tattoo live. We are going to be looking for any reason for us to even bother staying on the air. So we want you to email us, radio@spankwagon.net. You could also give us a call.
Who's this sexy
1-866-LV-ROCKS. Well, he finally brings a woman
in the studio.
You still
with me, a white woman.
You still with this sorry motherfucker? Oh. you got your headphones back. Oh, okay.
So what we're going to do is now that we can actually play real honest-to-God music.
Wait, hold on. Get on the mic, babe. I know you don't want to get on the mic. Here, put these on so you can hear.
Hear yourself.
Yeah. Why don't you tell her to get on it like a big black cock?
Baby, get on it like it's my cock.
Sell out, motherfucker.
We may be on five.
You know what? Here. Can you hear
it? There we go.
Oh, hi.
Hey, get on there, baby.
Hello.
Hi.
Ooh.
Now, give him the sexy radio voice.
What you wearing?
Oh, you're on five. Okay, that's
why. Baby, you got to get like it's my dick. Get right on it. Give him the sexy voice.
Sexy voices, little pecs. What the hell?
I'm sorry, I'm all hot and sweaty from
the car.
I know,
but you still smell good. What you wearing?
I don't know, some yellow.
So cheap shit he bought you one year?
In a bottle. Okay,
actually,
yeah,
I don't buy her perfume.
Cheap shit in a bottle.
Yeah, that's
right,
that's why.
Wait,
smells good.
Cheap shit in a bottle. That's the beer you drink.
Yeah, no shit. So, babe,
so
we're talking about.
Oh,
shut your hole. We're talking about.
So what you doing tonight?
This is my white woman. Now you're a white woman. Back up. We're talking about how pissed I've been lately. About the show.
Okay.
Can you back me up on this? How?
He's pissed. He's very pissed.
I've been in turmoil over this.
So pissed he goes to bed at 9 o'clock.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's so pissed he used the word turmoil.
I
shut up. He has a better vocabulary than most of us.
I have been really on the fence about this. And this week really has hurt. I'm not quitting. All right. Well, I'll debate what's going to happen.
Well, you know what? You and I are like live like literally. Well, I ride my bike to your house. And it only takes 5 minutes. So I we'll talk more about this week. You know, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. And I understand your frustration with the listeners. I've had this frustration for the past 7 years. You know, I mean, it's not the first time that I've actually had phones available to me. It's not the first time I've had email.
Oh, I know.
Well, you
I
already know what the solution is. Sell the shirt.
Sell the shirt, make a couple thousand.
And do advertising.
Maybe that's it. But what we're going to look, you know what? No, we can't sell the shirt. Murphy already told we're looking for either a phone call tonight.
Something. You have until next week, when the show starts next week, give us a reason to do this.
Yeah, we need something because you can either call tonight 1-866-LV-ROCKS, LVROCKS. Please don't do that. They're already falling off the walls. You can, and he does it. You can go ahead and send us an email, radio@spankwagon.net. You can send us a message through MySpace, myspace.com/spankwagon. We're not hard to get a hold of here, people. I mean, we're pretty pathetic to trying to be an attention horse.
Yeah, no shit. Call us, please.
So what we're looking for is anybody to call. What we're going to do right now, you have to go run and get this tattoo then,
yep.
Apparently, because I'm assuming this is your transportation.
This is my ride. Actually, this is going to be my camera woman, and she's going to be holding the phone.
I'm going to be doing it all.
Now, is this the same person? No, this is just not the same person that did your tattoo. That's a different person.
Who did mine?
Yeah. No, that was Trey at Bricks.
Right.
Yeah.
The one that got sold out to...
Well, his place got bought by... my understanding, anyway, is his place got bought by the Hells Angels.
Nice.
And, yeah, so...
Okay, well, what we're going to do then is we're going to play real honest-to-God music. I think I got a couple good ones here.
Hootie and the Blowfish?
Well, no, I do not have
Hootie. What a great band.
I do not have Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie. Everyone's like, you like Hootie.
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 All right, we'll be back in just a minute. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Say the name of the station.
Say the name of the station.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Now say it out loud so people can hear it.
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back.
Nothing was hurt, but I probably really should have been at work. But if my free time's gone, would you promise me this, that you will pay, bury me with it. Pay, bury me with it. Well, sure as plan has come, I know that they end. And if I'm here when that happens, you promise me this, my friend. Pay, bury me. But I kept it out of habit, I kept it real clean. But if it's getting faded, if it's running out of thread, could you do this for me, my friend? And please don't pay, bury me with it. Pay, bury me with it. Well, we moved to the left and we moved to the right, and sure as hell we stayed out almost every single night. But if the party's over, if the fun has to end, could you do this for me, my friend? Would you just pay, bury me with it? Pay, bury me with it.
Good news for people who love bad news. We've lost the plot and we just can't choose. We are hummingbirds who are just not.
Declare that you can
pay, bury me with.
righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Thank you. So now everybody needs to know Murphy is now officially out of the studio. He's heading his way down to get his tattoo done. He'll be calling us once that starts up and then letting us know the excruciating pain he's in.
You see how y'all changes when the wife gets to the studio?
You know, he was like, oh, honey, dear. You know,
and, I know. I was like, what the fuck?
And he was like, he wouldn't even say the standard line for how to talk into
the microphone. I've never, ever, ever, not once. Have heard him say, you know, haven't said that line to any other guests we've had to hear.
No, no, get on my cock. No, he always says, get on like it's a big black cock.
Get on like it's my cock.
You know, maybe he's afraid.
Well, you saw his MySpace now.
Yeah, that's right. They got the family MySpace going.
What a fucking pussy.
I don't know. let me ask you.
MySpace is MySpace, not. Our space.
Our space.
Hey, fuck it. Let's do it. Our space for
families. Someone, quick. Our space. Family space.
Make that shit tomorrow, I'll be really fucking pissed.
Well, let me ask you this question. You're married. Joint check account or not?
What?
Do you have a joint check account? Or are your checkbook separate?
Both. We have one together to pay the bills, and we have our separate for ourselves.
Really? See, now I have it nothing but just together.
Yeah.
I don't have my own separate checking account or anything like that.
So we got both.
Interesting. All right, here at Spankwagon Radio, we got a few ways you can chat with us and keep in touch. Tonight, we're not going to do a lot of talking tonight. We're still we're a little butthurt, for lack of a better term, over the fact that no one, save for one person, emailed answers to our Stanley T-shirt question. But there's a lot of ways you can join us tonight. We're going to be playing some more music. We would love to have you in the chat room. We know we're not fans of the software for the chat room, but we're inviting you anyway. Just go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link. You can join us in the chat room. That'd be great. We'd love that.
Well, no, I think the show is great. I mean,
I love my show.
It's like
our show. See, okay. I do that a lot. That's my joke.
Like when I'll go back to when we were over at Carla's house, right? Uh-huh. And we were talking, and this is when he first asked me to come on the show, right?
Yeah.
And he said, we have our own radio show, whatever. I was like, okay, you know, I didn't really know what to expect, right?
Right.
And then I come in, there's fucking studios and microphones and cameras and websites. And, you know, I was like, wow, this shit is, it's tight. Ain't no rinky dink, you know, inside the basement something with two microphones if that's where you started.
That's where I started at. And, you know, I am internally grateful for not only hooking up with LV Rocks, but eternally grateful for hooking up with some really kick-ass syndicates. And a lot of, you know, one thing I will say, and I'm not stroking him because he's sitting in the chat room right now, but Juke has been like the longest running syndicate I have ever had. And every syndicate I've had after I've been on the KC Host Radio Network has been through the KC Host Radio Network. So yeah, it's a little inbred. I will say that, but it's great to know that support structure is there. I love this. You know, I don't want to stop doing what I'm doing. I will change everything in a fucking heartbeat if I know that Murph's gone. And, you know, I'm always worried you're going to bail because you're like, oh, you know what? I got a life outside of Friday nights. I got to get the fuck out of here. So,
But see, the thing is, it's like...
Juke says, the chat room sucks. Stop pimping it. Lady Juke is here, too. You know what? Yeah, I got to pimp it because we got to at least get people in there. Until I figure out or find out or just up and do something different, I'm going to keep pimping it just because it's there. Also, I'd love to hear from you. We have 1 week. The first person who tells us why we should bother staying on the air will get the Stanley T-shirt, the Stanley autographed T-shirt. You just have to either email us, radio@spankwagon.net, or give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. You can figure that out on your phone, LVROCKS. We do.
Well, for one thing, Murphy ain't leaving the show. Because I won't let him leave the show. If he even tries to leave the show, I'm going to chain him to the fucking chair.
Well, the fact is, Murphy has brought in some kick-ass guests.
Yes.
You know, we were joking on during the break here, you don't bring any guests in and, you know, all that stuff. And well, no, but your role's different. My role's different. You don't see me bringing in any guests.
Yeah.
You know, I may have gotten Akbar from the 7-Eleven who has the Quickie Mart in town, but that's about it. Murphy books the guest. I do. Well, now I got my music freedom back, so I do the show and the technical and kind of direct traffic. You just get to be the guy that gets to look at all the girls' boobs and be the stunt bitch at times. You know, you got whipped by a chick dressed as a dude dressed as a chick, you know. It's nice. All good.
And, I mean, I think back, like, you know, some of the past shows and things and times for anything. There's always going to be a downtime. There's always a time where the greatest team, you know, and it has this bad season.
If you do a Yankees, I'm going to jump
Yankees.
Over this counter and kill you.
No, I'm not going to do the Yankees because I don't care that much for the Yankees.
Duke says, because I can kick all your asses if you go off the air, I will need airfare. Well, Duke, if you win the shirt, you see, then you can sell it on eBay. There's your airfare, dude. Actually, I wouldn't fuck with Duke. Duke, from every picture I've seen, stands at least 7 foot tall and has that, like, the bald shaved head goatee from a biker thing. So, yeah, Duke is one of those guys.
So he looks like my brother, huh?
Your brother's white?
Hey, baby.
How the fuck do you work out? What'd you do, fall in the fireplace? Oh, I can't get this damn soot off me. God damn it. No, actually, what we got, we'll move forward here because we are whining a lot tonight, and I don't want to whine too much. We have the questions. These were the questions I asked everybody, and I'm going to give everybody the answers tonight since we're not doing quizzing or questioning anymore. These were tough.
Why would I actually even know any of these fucking answers?
You should know. Juke points out that I would not get to see the boobs in the KC host form if I go off the air. That's motivation enough.
Yeah, that is true.
That's way more motivation. Boobs. Especially when you.
Good shit.
Great shit. All right, so here's the four questions. And I'll quit bitching, Juke, so, you know, you can. Don't threaten to kill me this time. All right, so the four questions, and these were of moderate to severe difficulty, but it was nothing you couldn't look up. First question. Name all the official co-hosts of Spankwagon Radio. Now, I made a mistake with this question a little bit. I should have just said host because I devalued everyone else but myself, and I should not have done that. Because if you really think about it, everybody's a fucking host to the show. But the answer is, as of right now, the official co-host of Spankwagon Radio, and there's eight of them.
Yeah, let me see. There's Chief.
All right, we got Chief.
Gorilla. Who's the guy? I saw his name.
All right.
I know it's...
Well, let me give you the ones that are obvious. Trencher.
Yeah.
Murphy. Ginger. Decaf. So we got to look back in our past a little. Next one would be Chief. Next one would be Gorilla. No specific order. Everybody forgets this, but Flying J was one of our Flying J. Yeah. But you see, here's the thing. All you had to do was
go to the website.
Go to the MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace.
I list every co-host right there on the left-hand.
I know.
And any one of those people were to walk through that door, they're immediately back to co-host status. Yeah. I mean, active co-host status. It's just how it works. And, of course, Claude Balls.
Yeah. And I saw the list. I know you have it listed right out of this MySpace. Yeah.
And by the way, I'm being told that Lady Juke was making the boob comments. So obviously, if the women are holding out on the boobs, that's never a good sign. By the way, Juke is 6'9".
God damn.
6'9", 340 pounds.
Damn, that's a big ass white boy.
Dude.
Damn.
Get some steroids in him. Get him into pro wrestling. So that was a co-host. And myself. I didn't put myself as a co-host. But that's my fault. That's me devaluing you guys, which isn't true. Question number two. What is the Marvel Comics nickname? When Marvel Comics says DC, they don't mean Detective Comics. They mean, and this was the one person got, I know the one person got most of this right, Distinguished Competition.
Mm.
So that's when Marvel would say, oh, our Distinguished Competition is doing this. They really were saying, ha, DC Comics isn't doing this. Number three, this was a toughie. Name the novels or book series that Stanley put his name to in the 1990s. Now, the hints were they were not Marvel, and they were not, but they were comic book. Well, the answer was a three-book series that was supposed to go more but died called Rift World. So that one was hard, but not too hard because all you had to do is go to fucking Amazon.com. Question number two was hard just because you kind of be more of a geek boy. Mm-hmm. Question number four was probably, I would say, the easiest of the questions. Because, well, to be honest, it was straight up Wikipedia. That's where I found it. That's where I went. I grabbed it from.
Nice one.
Thank you. Stan Lee appeared in a non-comic book movie sequel in a cameo role. What was the name of the movie? And the only hint I gave out was, it isn't Mallrats. Hmm. And it's right there in Wikipedia. You could have looked this one up. It was right there. Because obviously Wikipedia is going to list all of his cameos. Duh.
Yeah. What was it, Clerks 2?
No. Princess Diaries 2.
Oh, see, I didn't see it.
Yeah, he showed up as the credit.
I have it. I haven't
that's
seen
nice.
It, though.
Yeah, they credit him as the Three Stooges guest.
Oh, shit.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Those were the four questions.
Or Movie Database will have it, too.
IMDb should have it, absolutely. Now, the email that I got at contest@spankwagon.net was Joker, one of our listeners, actually a friend of mine. He loved this because, you know, he had a lot of fun, and he got everything right. Question one, he got right, and he also had fun. He threw in co-host 4000.
Yeah.
So he had a little fun with that. Marvel nickname is Distinguished Competition, and that's the only answer he actually knew. Bookly, the Stan Lee series, he got Rift World. He said there's only two of them. Does that count as a series? There was supposed to be more. There is a third, and there was supposed to be more, so yes. And Stan Lee's non-comic book movie sequel cameo, not including Mallrats, he guessed this one. He called it the Toxic Avenger 4, Citizen Toxie. However, that's comic book.
Yeah.
Toxic Avenger is meant to be comic book, even though it's Tromaville. So he does not win the shirt, and we're sorry about that. We're sorry about that, Joker. But that was the questions. So, and they, I don't know. Do you think they were that difficult? They couldn't go online for 10, 15 minutes?
Nah, you could have found them about 10, 15 minutes.
You could have. So what we're looking for right now is you can send an email to radio@spankwagon.net or give us a call tonight, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Of course, I got plenty of motivation not to go off the air by Juke, but it'd be nice to hear from non-syndicate. No offense to Juke, Lady Juke, or anybody, because he's jamming it out on the patio right now, so we're going to play some more music for him. What we're going to do is we're looking for just – I want an average Joe listener. I really do. I don't want a syndicate. I love my syndicates, but I don't want a syndicate calling in. I want an average listener, either calling in or writing in. I want a podcast listener. I don't care. Just call in, write in, let us know that we should bother continuing doing this, not just for my sake of seeing boobs on certain forums, but for the actual sake of doing the show. And with that, what I'm going to do, we're going to go back to music. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Yeah. pictures of your mother. Naked pictures of your mama. Go! Solo! In Iran, I'm the ugly American. Now I'm a government man, a government man. And I make lots of money, I make more money than you. I drive around in my limo, that's what I was born to do. And I might like you better if we fuck together. If it's not to be, you know that I got something better for you. Naked pictures of your mother. Pictures of your mother. Naked pictures of your mother. Go!
All righty. Spank Wagon Radio. A little bit of music show. By the way, in the chat room we got Basic. He was saying some funny tunes. Haven't heard this before. That was Electric Six.
We haven't heard any music.
We haven't heard music in so long. It was Electric Six, Naked Pictures of Your Mother. That's the same people who do the gay bar song we like to bring up as a bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whenever anybody says gay bar or gay, and we bring that up as a bit, it's funny stuff. What are you reading?
I missed that song.
What the fuck are you reading? Because you're over there cackling.
I've been reading The Final Call.
Oh, no.
I just read some of the lines and some of the things and... You know, how much they still, you know, it still spread hate. I mean, I read some of it. Some of it, okay. You know, some of it is the obvious. You know, black people had, tough times.
Wait. Should I bring up?
Yeah. Now you know what time it is. It's time for The Darker Perspective with your host, Big Daddy Decaf.
Wait, wouldn't you be the Honorable Elijah Decaf? Yeah.
The Honorable Elijah
Mohammed.
Mohammed.
Decaf.
Decaf. Or Decaf, the Honorable Decaf.
Where,
Mohammed.
Where's your...
Oh, man, I sold it for pork.
Okay. What, no bean pie?
No bean pie, man. But see, I'm up here reading The Final Call, you know what I'm saying? And,
fuck.
And some of this stuff, you know, some of it is obvious. But what I find funny is they actually... they start off about the corn that use it for gas, for ethanol.
Ethanol.
Right? And they start off about this whole thing about how Mexico is suffering, the price of tortillas is up. Then they get to the real agenda. You know, they first they get at least two Mexicans to try to read this to start with. And then they go into the, you know, the official agenda, how, you know.
Well, okay. Let's
expecting them and starving. So
let's do this for our listeners. The Final Call, if anybody doesn't know this by now, you're an idiot. Or really in secluded. The Final Call is the official newspaper of the black Muslim nation. Yes. I think that's the safest way to say it. You know, the Louis Farrakhan and Family Friends.
Yes.
Which
Louis Farrakhan's on every second page.
Every second page. My favorite thing, though, and we got to – I know it's in here. Can I see the – you know, the fact that you picked this up. Funny.
It was in the studio.
I like this. Rethink the old slave master slave relationship.
Yes, I know.
You know,
it's how it's all advertised, and it's like, you know, it wants to go backwards. That's the only thing I dislike. And another thing I really dislike is they show this house. He has gold toilets.
Oh yeah.
Gold faucets.
Oh yeah.
All this gold chin. What about, you know, what about us? What about the people who's trying to get educated? What about the black people starving? You know. Well, you give to us.
You don't get anything. You don't get anything. And that's the problem. I mean, that's some of the problems. That's a lot of problems with almost every religion, most clubs, organizations. Yeah. You know, Groucho Marx said it. I don't want to be a member of a club that wants me as a member.
that's a good
You know, that's a great point. By the way, I'm loving the advertising on the back here. In full color, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan performs Mendelssohn, Violin Concerto. You could buy the CD for $5 or the DVD for $10. I know it's in here because, I mean, I've read these. I'm that guy who sits there and Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
What's up, boys?
All right, hold on. We're going to finish my thought here, okay?
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'm the guy that will pick up one of these final calls and be the absolute cracker.
That works.
Oh, yes, here's your 10 cents because that's all I got on me. Thanks for your paper. I love the advertisements for bean pies.
Yes.
Freshly made from San Quentin.
You know what? Every page, when it's not Farrakhan, then there's the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on the other page.
The other pages, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, here are readings, here are teachings, here's, you know. And it's just like, I don't know, to me, it's just more propaganda.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? They do say some good stuff. You know, they're saying get tested for HIV, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. But most of it is, you know, what?
All right, Murph.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
Yeah, we're talking about your favorite
picture. You got a lot of noise in your background. So what's up, dude?
I am here. I am live at Voodoo Tattoo, and that's at 4265 South Arville here in Vegas.
All right.
Just basically across from the Palms.
Okay.
Here. We're going to be doing it live in just a few minutes. Clean is working on something right now. As soon as he's done, I'm up next.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll check back with you in a few minutes, or do you want to call back in when you start?
I'll call back in when we start. Has anyone called in yet?
We have absolutely no callers, but I've been threatened. My life has been threatened by Juke, and the ability to see boobies on forums has been threatened by Lady Juke.
Well, I can always get boobies on forums. We don't need to go to Casey Host for that.
Oh, don't piss our syndicates. Come on now.
All right, guys, I will call back as we get going.
All right, see you soon, talk to you soon. All right, so... I forgot how to put people on hold on that thing. I got to remember to do that. put Murphy on hold. You listen to music, bitch. So you were at what with your point? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You read this. And the thing is, everyone's in suits. You know, I give it to a brother for being out in the sun 110 degrees. You got
in a wool suit.
A wool suit. You got to be a true fucking believer. So I must give you that. I'm going to give you credit for that.
You know,
because my ass will be out the whole goddamn suit.
No, I.
Fuck that.
What gets me is here in Vegas, man, everybody is on the corner for something. I mean,
Martin Luther King, Lake Mead.
Oh, Martin
avoided
Luther,
at 2 o'clock.
Lake Mead, avoided at 2 o'clock. Avoid Martin Luther King and Charleston at 4. If you want to really be picky, avoid Nellis and Charleston any time of the day because you got these people, Church of Christ Ministries or something like that. I mean, it's a storefront shop. Donate money. You know, they're all out there.
Yeah, and another thing is all these people, you know, that little segue to what is all these people that come to your car? Now, I don't know who's real, who's official. I mean, everybody's got a box of candy they selling to raise money. Everybody has buckets for the fire department and shit. And it's like this dude hasn't had a job in like six years, but he's raising money for the fire department.
Yeah, you don't know who in the hell they are. You don't know what the hell's going on. It's really stupid. Everybody's looking for money. Maybe that's what we need to build our advertising budget.
Go panhandle?
Go panhandle. You know, I don't know. All right. We're going to go ahead and take another quick music break because we can. If you haven't figured it out, we're still waiting for people to, you know, listeners, average listeners.
Hey, we'll get panhandlers.
Why not? give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, or send an email, radio@spankwagon.net. We want to hear from you. Give us a reason to come back next week, please. With that being said, we're going to go ahead again, more music. Take them out.
You're listening to the best, and hopefully still in the air next week, and in that radio show ever, Spank Wagon Radio, baby.
Nice.
Go get your...
set tape up an amplifier to fit it in. I saw the freeway start to buckle and bend. Carburetor struck a strong headwind and a barrel through California. And even on a cloudy day, at the end the sun peeks through between the mountains and the clouds. Four-cylinder engine, a blue tin can, a red sleeping bag. I wasn't alone the whole way. I had some company. The steering wheel made a print on my arm. I stopped and I checked out the farm. I saw the sun beat down hard and I barreled through California. And even on a cloudy day, at the end the sun peeks through between the mountains and the clouds.
Come on!
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm really liking the music today. I don't know what it is. It's just nice to be able to play. Well, I got techno.
With talent.
You know, real music. I've got techno. Like, I found this that I really actually like, but let me just cue it up just to play a little bit of it. I won't play it any more than that, but there it is. It's just a nice little thing to hear someone do with a mixer and stuff. Fucking ping pong. Listen.
Oh, shit.
It's stupid but funny, and it gets better. I like the thing it does here in a second.
It's free time.
You know?
Yeah, free time. Simple shit.
Simple shit like that, you know, just pretty, sounds pretty good. That, I like that riff, hook, whatever you want to call it.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Well, what are you about to say?
Oh, no, I was going to say we're going to be waiting here in a little bit for Murphy to call in because he's getting his tattoo and we'll jump him right on the air.
Yeah. Which I was going to lead me to my question. I don't know if you said on the air or not that you're going to get a tattoo.
I am going to be getting a tattoo tomorrow. I got an appointment. You think I can think of the name right now? Well, it's the same dude who did the art for shit's falling off the wall here.
Yeah, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. This shit was like, what the fuck is that?
It's the same dude who did the shit, the cover for the Lucky Betty's calendar for the 2006. Mm. No, excuse me, 2007 Lucky Betty's calendar. It's Dirk. I got an appointment. I'm going to be going in tomorrow, and I'm getting
his name a lot. Have you met him?
Everybody talks about this guy. Like, everybody knows Dirk.
But no one ever.
But no one's seen him. At least no one. Well, no. Murph is like knows him, I guess.
No. I think I did meet him.
Ginger knows him.
I think he came.
Skull tattoos all across his neck like a necklace.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, he's inked up. So I'm going in tomorrow. Oh, I got a call, so we'll just hold him on the line. We'll call that caller on the line. I'm going in tomorrow to do this and to get it done. And I'm going to get basically it's a railroad spike on my heart because and it's pure 100% symbolism.
Go back to Iowa?
No, 100% symbolism here. When my dad died, my dad worked for the railroad.
Oh, okay.
And when my dad died, it was
now
unexpected.
That's a good tattoo.
Yeah, it's great.
Now that's a good tattoo.
Well, let me explain here a little
more. Okay. I'm
an asshole. I mean, I'm a self-proclaimed asshole, and I used to take everything and everyone for granted.
Yeah.
My dad called me on my birthday, October 1st, and he, in his horrible off-key voice, sang happy birthday to me. And I said to myself, okay, it's Wednesday. I'll call him back this weekend. Took for granted my dad taking the time, calling me, saying happy birthday, and I never got to call him back and thank him. Because I got a call Thursday night that he had passed away. So, went home and then found out he passed away. So from that point on, you know, my life has completely changed, and I still hold a lot of regret.
How old were you at the time?
26, just turned 26. 2001. So I think I just turned 20. No, I just turned 24. Fuck. I think. I don't know how old I am anymore.
Yeah,
I'm losing track of my numbers. But the whole point is, though, no, I was 24. Because the whole point of the matter is that, you know, I did this and I made this mistake. And I took everything for granted, and I still do in a lot of ways. But this is to kind of remind me of my dad. This is to remind me of the regret that I have and hopefully had. Maybe I'll use this as a cleansing. I don't know. But I'm getting that railroad spike, and I found this picture that, you know, I've been looking at railroad spikes and looking at what I want to get, and maybe a train now. And then I saw a railroad spike that looked like it was a wood relief, like it was carved into a picture that was carved. And I said, that's it. I saw that earlier this week, like on a Tuesday, and immediately said, okay, we're doing it. I wanted to do it tonight after the show. Instead, though, we were able to get it for tomorrow morning. So I'm getting it tomorrow morning, and that's going to be my first tattoo. I highly doubt it'll be my last because – you know, I think that as an art form, tattoos are awesome. I just haven't, you know, everybody says, look at what you want to get. Look at what you want to get before you get it. Well, this is the one. This is it. I know it's it. and then we'll go from there. Now, I know I have a caller on the line. I got a couple callers, so let's take the first one. Let's not take that one. Let's take this one. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yo.
Yo.
What's Murphy getting, a tramp stamp?
I don't know. Murphy is getting a tattoo, and this is going to be of a 13. I guess they're doing a special, and I love this. He has to get couponed. He's getting the number 13 tattooed on him on the 13th by this tattoo place that's going to only charge him $13.
Nice. That's going to be a phenomenal tattoo. I'm
yeah,
sure.
It's going to be great. It's going to be He doesn't even know where he's getting it. He wants it on the back of the neck, maybe.
He's
going to
get it in a little bitch tattoo place there.
Oh, a tramp stamp, like
a
you
tramp
said.
Stamp.
So that way, when his wife fucks him in the ass, he'll have
exactly
13 there. Nice.
Yeah, when she straps on.
he's just seen his face when she came to the studio today.
Did I miss something?
Oh, well, you see what happened. You've heard Murphy.
No, of course.
You know. Wife shows up the studio.
Quiet
yes.
as a motherfucker. As my mom would say, he was quiet as a church mouse. He didn't say nothing.
Okay. Here's a funny thing. When Murphy tells people to get on the microphone in the studio, he says, get on like a big black cock, right?
Right.
He never said that to his wife.
Instead, what did he say?
He says, get on it like it's my cock.
Oh, God. I was like, it's filled with cheese. There's so much cheese dripping for that fucking cock.
Oh, it's horrible. How are you doing, Mr. Diggs?
I'm all right.
Awesome. So,
I started to find out the location of such tattoo.
Yeah, well, I thought that was him on the line. He's
did you put it on hold first?
Yes, I did.
I can hear nothing on hold for some reason.
Interesting.
Somebody's broken our phone system already.
I don't have, you couldn't even hear me?
No, very, very faint. I couldn't make anything out. There was this faint little something there.
That's great. That's just great, because I was hoping to hold so I can hold more calls. All
right. Yeah, well, it just needs to be adjusted, but unfortunately, I think I might be the only one who knows how to do it right now.
Well, you don't want me touching your phone lines. We've learned that lesson in the past.
Yeah, I don't know if I want you touching anything, man.
Apparently, I left the studio in shambles this last week.
We had to spend about 3 hours fixing that PC, and the network was all screwed up.
Yeah, and I never touched the network.
I thought it was you.
Yeah, but that shit always breaks. Friday fucking night.
But it was right behind you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't do shit, it breaks. I do shit, it breaks.
Acoustic shit falling off the walls.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't... Yeah, I'm laughing because the studio engineer was in here spraying on glue to the doors and shit, panging these acoustic panels, which really are nice.
Yeah,
right.
But it's all falling off and shit now.
Yeah, that's
because you touched
that
way.
People just can make a product that doesn't work and rip your ass off.
What we need to get your fucking some Gorilla Glue or something in here.
I guess.
But yeah, it's definitely funny, all the acoustic paneling. It's like, ooh, microphones and acoustic paneling. All right, Mr. Diggs, thank you very much for calling in.
Have a good one, guys.
You too, man. All right, so there you go, tramp stamp. You know, I didn't think I would. What if he did get it? For those
who busted his show his ass, he probably would see it.
You know, I've been just thinking about it. He does show love his ass, and
I'm still trying to find it.
He is kind of a bitch.
Yeah, he is.
So why not a tramp stamp for Murph? I mean, why not? That makes great sense.
Just how he came in with his wife. Woo.
Oh, totally.
That was a shutdown, boy.
Totally. Yeah, so he's getting his tattoo, and he's doing it as a stunt for the show. You know, and he even apologized at the very beginning. He's like, yeah, I'm not trying to trump what you're doing. You know, and I know that mine isn't going to be a stunt for the show. It isn't going to be recorded. It's just me. Murph's going with me. You know, the funny thing is,
Let me ask you a question about that.
Okay.
What is the – okay, I went – because I had to drop off gifts to a friend that was getting a tattoo. Mm-hmm. And I dropped them at the tattoo parlor. Okay. I sat there and watched the tattoo for a little bit. But what is the joy? What is it that people, like, you have to bring a friend to get a tattoo? It's like you're getting a haircut. You know, you're like, hey, you want to come with me to get a haircut? You're not getting a haircut, too. You know what I mean? You're just going to watch... get a haircut. I don't understand what the excitement is behind it.
You know what? You know, there probably is no excitement for the person sitting. He volunteered to go along. I said, sure. I guess it's kind of in the same vein of why do all the chicks go to the bathroom at the same time?
That's true.
Just company, I guess. While you're pissing and wiping your ass, you want to be able to gossip. I could go alone. I could very easily go alone. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you mentioned that. My wife this week, when I said, okay, this is it. I'm doing it. We're going for it. Blah, blah, blah. She said bullshit.
Damn.
She says, you will not follow through on this. You will puss out. And And she goes, if Merv doesn't go with you, you're not going. And I said, no, I'm going. I'm planning on a Friday night. He doesn't even have to be there. You may just go to say hi to Dirk, so that way, you know, whatever, because he already knows the guy. That may be the case. She says, bullshit, you're not going. If he doesn't go, you're not going. Well, it happened to work out where we couldn't get in tonight, Friday night. She immediately said, ha, see, I told you so. You're not getting it done now. I'm like, no, I'm still getting this done. It's just Saturday afternoon. It's not Friday night. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry if it's not the most optimal time for me. But, you know, that's the case. So, yeah, my wife has absolutely no belief that I'm actually going to follow through on this. So, yeah, I hate saying it. I'm proving it wrong.
I'm looking at you right in the face, and he looked dead serious when you talking about your tattoo. It's nothing like he's like, oh yeah, when you go down there, I'm gonna get one too. It's not like that, you know.
No.
This is something that you thought about for years, and it's something that you really want.
Yep.
And I think it's gonna be great. You know.
I'm
not big on tattoos, but I'd be borderline when it's something that's really dedicated to something. Mm-hmm. Then I feel okay. But when you just want, you know, so much art on your arms and stuff, it's nice.
I don't mind the art. There's a lot of stuff I would love to have. I mean, and my whole point right now is the minute this one's done, if I can tolerate doing another one, or if it's as addicting as other people say it is, then I'll get more of just designs and fun and, you know, not necessarily everything has to have a meaning. I know I have a couple others in the back of my head that have a meaning, and that will be done with that meaning in mind. I'm also not one for going for sleeves. I'm not going to get my fucking arms done. I'm not getting my neck done. I'll do my torso, my abs, my fucking legs, all the way down to my ankles, because I can always wear a suit.
Yeah.
You know,
cover it up.
Exactly. Because a lot of stuff, you know, people freak out still, and a lot of it's still just for me.
Yeah.
It's not for you. It's for me.
Yeah.
So that's my theory. We'll see next week when I'm crying in pain because it's scabbing over and I'm all sore. We'll see.
How big is a spike going to be?
I want it to kind of cover my heart. So, you know, maybe about 4 or 5 inches. And then I want a little bit of design and color in the background. I don't want just a fucking spike on there. It's going to look like shit in 10 years.
Are you hitting, is that a sensitive area or is that a
it
better area?
It supposedly is a sensitive area. And that's kind of one of my points.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the... I guess my Catholicism coming out that I want to kind of nail in the fact that, you know, it's supposed to hurt a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now that we're gone all that way, we're going to play some more music, a little harder stuff, maybe some KMFDM and some Prodigy, some techno, yes, but this
so
is
you
more.
You want me to leave early.
Fuck you. fuck you. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Und die Wand, euer ewiges Gewimmer.
Spank Wagon Radio. Hey, we got a call. What timing? Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
What's up, boys?
Hey, up? Murphy, how's it going?
It's almost time. I'm next in line for this one.
How many people are there in line?
There were two people ahead of me. So, I mean, these guys are really busy, and I can see why. This guy, they're actually doing a really good job in here. The guy who runs the joint, Clean Rock One, the guy is, he's awesome. I'm just looking at him do some stuff right now, and he's reworking some stuff on a girl with a bad tattoo, and it's looking great, man. He's doing an awesome job in there.
Awesome. So now, are other people getting this $13 tattoo thing going?
A couple of people have gotten the $13 tattoo. Apparently, earlier on today, there was a guy who got the $13 tattoo on his dick.
Ow!
Yeah, he's got a $13 dick penis. And the really bad part about this is you got to think, the guy clean, he did it. So he tattooed some guy's dick for $13. Really funny.
How big is the tattoo?
What's that?
How big is the tattoo?
It's not very big, but I'm going to get mine a little bit bigger. So these guys
have
been open for about 2 years now. I'm sorry, what's that?
You have to pay $26?
Yeah, something like that. I'm gonna have it a little bit bigger. So it's gonna be really neat, guys. Again, this is Voodoo Tattoo, and they are at 4260 South Marville here in Vegas, just across from the Palms. And make sure you guys come down and check them out when you're here in Vegas and you're drunk and you need a tattoo. actually, kind of funny, they do have a big sign on the front that says, if you are drunk, on drugs, sick, pregnant, sunburned, barefoot, dirty, smelly, under 18, broke, homeless, trying to sell something, looking for a deal, or otherwise obnoxious, please come back when you're not.
Nice. Kind of covers the gamut of everybody but you.
Well, I am obnoxious, and they don't have, you know, fucking horny neck on there, so I guess I'm all right.
You do stank, though, but it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. When I get inside, we are going to videotape this, too. We do have the camera, so I'll get that up on the website. I'll probably just throw it up on YouTube or something here in the near future so everyone can see it.
There you go.
So we'll have that, and hopefully this gets done in time where we can do this live on the air.
Hey, who knows? And, you know, if we're here in the studio, we got about 20 more minutes left of the show tonight. If we're still in the studio, we may just do an overrun.
Hey, overruns are always fun. And do they record those for the podcast?
Well, we're podcasted up until the end of the show, so you get 2 hours. So that means you'd have to stick with us live to get the overrun.
Is there anyone listening to us live tonight?
Yeah, there are people listening to us live, and we're getting some interaction in the chat room, which is very nice.
Outstanding. Any phone calls other than me?
Other than you, Jimmy has called in. He wanted to know if you were getting it tramp stamped.
Tramp stamped. Yeah, so he has a place to aim when he's done fucking me over the show I want to do.
All
right, guys. I will call you back when I'm in the chair, all right?
All right. Talk to you soon. Right.
Bye. Talk to you soon, guys.
All right, that was Murphy. He's over getting his 13 tattoo done for $13.
How big is 13 supposed
you know,
to be? He still didn't ask her. He's like, he's getting it bigger. Yeah, that.
How much
bigger?
Yeah.
How big is it to start with?
It went from postage stamp to matchbox or matchbook. Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know how much this $13 tattoo of the number 13 on your body.
How much is your tattoo going to run you?
I have no effing clue, but I have about, $300 per just set aside for this. So that's what's going on. All right, so Spankwagon Radio, you're listening to us, spankwagon.net. This week, we've been talking about it. We did talk about it last week. I know we threw up some forum posts, various syndicates, various forums. It was up on our site. Last week we had a contest to get rid of the Stanley, and I'm saying get rid of as in give it to you fans. Give it to the people who need it.
A fucking shame.
The Stanley autographed T-shirt, a Marvel T-shirt, green Marvel T-shirt, has some Marvel characters on it. Stanley autographed. We got one entry for the contest. And Joker got it all wrong. What I'm looking for right now, though, anybody who wants to play along, is send us an email at radio@spankwagon.net. You can give us a call right now when we're live on the air at 1-866-LV-ROCKS or 1-866-587-6257, I think. You can join our chat room. We're looking for average listeners. I love my syndicates. We just picked up a new syndicate. So, you know, big thank you.
Brad?
No. Brad can go to fucking hell. We picked up another new syndicate, so that's awesome. We'll get their information up on the website by the end of this weekend at least, so that way you can share. Check out the site. Actually, I got a pick on the guy, Nomad Radio. His site looks like it's GeoCities 87 or 97. It's a little rough, but you know what? A syndicate, hey, someone who's willing to listen to us, willing to share the spank out there, you fucking rock, no matter how you do your website. I'm just picking.
What's wrong with GeoCities? I'd rather go to a GeoCities site than like something like Sprint or Verizon when there's like 5,000 fucking links and nothing explains to you. And then you have to go to wireless.verizon or whatever to go to your cell phone.
Yeah, good point.
The Verizon site, you have nothing on there that has to do with your fucking cell phone.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I'm having a problem right now like trying to get more stuff on my cell phone. I actually downloaded Opera for my cell phone.
Yeah.
So that way I could actually surf the web because IE was just not handling websites properly.
Yeah.
They got a new version of Opera Mini out, and it's really neat. Opera is doing on regular cell phones what the Safari does on the iPhone. Uh-huh. So it loads the page as you would normally see it, and then you can go through and expand and shrink and do what you need. That's cool. I like that. I that's very worthy. So hopefully I'm going to play that more tonight. Just wanted to point out to everybody who is listening, we are looking for we are looking for people to tell us why should we bother staying on the air at all. But the first person who I get in my email box that does this, the very first person, is going to get the Stanley shirt. That's why we're doing this. We tried doing a contest. Hey, didn't work out. Fine. No big deal. We'll continue. First person who goes ahead and tells us, hey, I'm listening, keep playing.
Google's just so hard to search on. You know,
Spankwagon. You know, if you throw Spankwagon in Google, first page, first three pages, first five pages, I mean, we're out there.
Yep.
All you got to do is be that first person. Email me, email the show, radio@spankwagon.net. Tell us why we should bother doing this. You get a shirt. Not only do you get a shirt, it's a Stan Lee autographed shirt. There's photographic proof that he signed this shirt. It's not him signing the shirt. Unfortunately, the photographer didn't capture it, I don't believe. I got to go through him again. But it is photographic proof. Stan Lee and this shirt were in the same location at the Palms.
People's going to think it's a fake for what? I mean, if we're not selling it for money. And we're giving away for free.
You know, and
it's
then,
like, oh, we're going to give away a fake size shirt to what?
You know, people are cynical like that. People are skeptical like that. And you can't really blame them. You got to, you know, I mean, look what the Home Shopping Network has been selling bullshit for years.
Now, this Final Call DVD shit. That's more than fucking skeptical. That's just money making.
That's just money making.
Yeah.
And you're right. What was I going to say? Yeah, that's just how it works. So, you know, the email, we're looking for the email. We're looking for the call. Hell, you can call me right now if you're listening live. If you're a podcaster listening to us there, hey, we love our podcast listeners as well, which is why we did the contest the way we did, so everyone had a fair shot. So we want, you know, just send an email, radio@spankwagon.net. Now, I'm learning here that I guess maybe we've earned a new listener tonight, someone by the name of Basic in the chat room. So, mad props to Basic.
Mad props, Basic.
What we're going to do then, I've got, maybe Basic's heard this when it came out new. I don't know how old Basic is. If anybody knows techno, they know Underworld, but you see,
I guess I don't know Underworld because I don't know techno.
Yeah. I, however, am like a super fan of
yes,
techno.
Yes, I have fucking noticed.
So, yeah,
there's
a total super
there.
Fan. What I have is I have Underworld's very first CD before they went techno. It was more Britpop. And
the fuck is Britpop?
Well, you'll listen here in a minute.
Okay.
This is the title track from Underworld's Underneath the Radar CD. Underneath the Radar is the name of the song. And then we'll go to a mashup, DJ JR, with Lady Sovereign, and I believe someone else mashed up. So what we're going to do, go back to the music. You are listening to the great... He's 28, by the way. So he's a little too young to even know what this is. Well, no, he would have been 10, 12 when this came out. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And kind of a special show, kind of our begging and pleading show. Next week, if we're here, we'll return with the normal show.
And we'll start bringing the bucket and asking for
you know, we'll panhandle out. You know, we are on Charleston, just off of Charleston near the Arts District. We'd fit right in with some of the other bums.
Yes, we will.
Please, Missa. We love to do the internet. Pay my bro, man. All right. Spankwagon Radio. We'll be back.
is the buying and losing sleep about it. See you later.
This is it.
Friday.